Howdy, howdy. Let's get...
Rowdy. We are not alone in the studio. We are here with Rebecca from Scorpio Books. Favourite time of the week. Hello.
Thank you, guys. Hello. It's so nice. It's one of my favourite times of the week, too.
That's fine.
I do lots of other things, too.
Hey. True. Oh, I have improv later.
Understandable.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
What did you say? You have improv
I just remembered
tonight.
I have improv theatre later.
Ooh. So he's more excited about that, apparently.
So we'll see. Well, I'm very excited for this book.
Oh, no, I just want to know about this improv theatre. Can we go?
Yeah, is this for public?
Yeah, okay. Say what? The drama club at UC, say what? We have improv every Tuesday and every second Friday.
Right, I'm writing that down.
7:30 to 9 at the living room at uni.
Oh, my gosh. But,
that sounds
side so note, cool.
Oh, it's so fun.
She just puts the book away and leaves. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to go do
just
improv.
Just talk about the improv. That sounds great.
No, well, you have not told us what the book is.
No,
so I'm very excited because it's a big reveal.
All we know is it's orange.
It's orange, yes.
That's as far
it's
as
called,
I've gotten.
It's called A Month in Siena.
Ooh.
By Hisham Mattar.
Nice.
It's tiny. It seems tiny. Actually, how many pages is it? It's only 117 pages.
Oh, wow. I love a short book.
And look, there's amazing
pictures
inside.
Oh, I love that.
Pictures are great for radio, but wow. They are great pictures.
I know. They're really gorgeous.
You need to buy this book so you can see the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, this one, I quite like this one. This is a pretty cool one. That's, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
If you guys could see what we are seeing.
If only you could see it.
If only you could see.
Anyway, A Month in Siena. So Hisham Mattar, he was born in Libya. Mm-hmm. His parents were Libyan, but the family moved to New York and he grew up there. When he was 19, he was in London at uni, and his father, who was in Cairo at the time, was kidnapped.
Oh,
and
wow.
Taken on an unmarked aeroplane to Cairo, from Cairo to Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he writes. Let me just quickly find it. Where he was imprisoned and gradually, like salt dissolving in water, was made to vanish.
Oof.
Wow.
Isn't that an amazing
that is
line?
So incredible.
So 25 years later, Mattar went to Libya in search of his father,
mm-hmm.
and he was looking for any trace of him. Yep. Literally, he disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote this book called The Return, which is a sort of a biography of mm-hmm. and a memoir of that time.
Yeah.
After he wrote that, and quite quite grief-stricken, mm. because there's no sort of actual place for his father, he went to Siena and he spent a month there. So this book is about that time in Siena.
Oh, wow.
So it's sort of a love letter to Siena. Mm-hmm. When he was 19 and his father was kidnapped and he was in London, he would go to the National Gallery in his lunch hours, and he discovered this painting there, which I shall show you, and those who are listening can have a look online if they care to. It's by Duccio, and it's called The Healing of the Man Born Blind. So it's a really interesting painting. So the paintings in this book are by the Sienese school,
mm-hmm.
and the Sienese school is sort of quite an anomaly. It's in the 13th to the 15th century. It's sort of between the Byzantine and the Renaissance. If you guys know anything, if anyone knows anything about art, Italy is kind of quite renowned for Renaissance.
Yep.
Not many people really know about the Sienese school. Mm-hmm. And the guys were Lorenzetti, Martini, Duccio. There's quite a few of them, but there were some pretty major ones that were in it. And anyway, Hisham Mattar used to go to the National Gallery and look at this painting every day.
Oh, wow.
And he'd sort of like dive into it, I guess, mm-hmm. is a really good way of describing what he did. And so his trip to Siena was really to look at other paintings by the Sienese school, but also to discover Siena, which is... Have either of you been?
No, Siena? I haven't, no. I'd like to, but no, I haven't.
It's just the most amazing place. It's sort of like you there aren't any cars there, so they stop cars
sold me already.
In the 1960s. It's,
really?
And you walk in, and there's all these little passageways and alleyways, and they feel like they're closing in on you. The building's sort of closing in on you, and you wander down these streets. There's sort of these brick-lined tiled streets, and you think that you're just going to always be lost, but suddenly everything comes out into the Piazza del Campo, which
I've
is
heard of that. Yeah.
Il Campo, which is where they have the Palio, you know.
Yep.
The Palio, yeah. And so there's this amazing sort of fan-shaped piazza, which is just quite spectacular. And when you're in it, you can see everyone and everything, and they of course can see you as well, so it's a really interesting kind of design.
Yeah.
Anyway, he talks, so it's not just about the paintings, it's about Siena, it's about finding himself, it's about releasing his grief, and so he spent a month there with himself, learning Italian as well. He went to school there and he lived in a really beautiful apartment, and he describes things like the apartment from the outside was really plain,
mm-hmm.
And then you go inside and it's just absolutely beautiful frescoes, and you know, all the
so
rooms
cool.
are perfect.
Yep.
And that is so much of what Siena is like. Mm. It is quite a plain kind of city, you know.
Yep.
A lot of brick and stone work everywhere, and then these incredible churches, and you open up the doors and go inside and you're quite spectacular. Anyway, that's what this book is about. It's actually the Scorpio Book Group. It was going to be the book of the month for September. Unfortunately, yesterday we found out that unfortunately it's out of print and they're reprinting it.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not going to be available at Scorpio. Ooh. Until October.
Oh, wow.
Which is really unfortunate.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I just decided that I needed to read something that was a little bit different. It's quite hard when you, I don't know if you guys find this at all, but I do, when we sort of go into lockdown kind of situation, there's this sort of undercurrent of stress and anxiety.
Yeah, yeah,
and
definitely.
Certain times I just can't read a lot of things.
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
heavy.
Well, sometimes
things
you try and read or watch the type of things you're used to, and it's like, it just doesn't feel right, you know?
No.
So you want something. Life is so different that you're like, I need to venture into something different.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
Yeah,
the amount of rap music I've listened to over lockdown.
And rap music.
And
yeah.
Very rarely does.
Yeah.
I want the opposite.
You just need the change. Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
I usually
yeah.
listen to. So I started listening to like country
music.
And folk. Yeah, I went wild.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I got back into music big time, actually.
Nice.
Quite like really good house.
Oh, yeah.
See, I've been...
That's right.
If I can't get a month in Siena, rather, from Scorpio Books, then I'm going to have to find it online somewhere because it sounds great.
Well, you can order it from Scorpio Books online and we will definitely get it for you. Well,
there you go.
There you go. Problem
yeah.
solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
but you won't be able to get it really anywhere else at the moment just simply because mm-hmm. it's reprinting, unless
uh-huh.
someone has a random copy.
Everyone
on
just
a
loves
shelf
it
somewhere.
So much.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, pretty good.
Obviously popular.
And the pictures are really fabulous inside it as well.
Yes.
They're amazing.
Definitely.
Amazing.
I'm amazing. No, you guys are amazing.
we're so complimentary.
Oh,
here.
I know. I can't wait to go to one day to your improv. It sounds really amazing.
Well, you can go today.
Oh, gosh. I hate to see it.
If you guys would like to win a Scorpio book voucher, then it is possible. All you need to do is text us in. I'm going to read out the quote. It was near the start. I'm going to skip a word and you need to tell me what it was. So, when the author was flown to Libya, he was talking about his dad. He said he was imprisoned and gradually, like blank, dissolved in water and was made to vanish. What was that word right there? You tell me what that is, then you are in the running to win a $30 Scorpio book voucher. Thank you very much for coming in today, Rebecca.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
We really enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, always a pleasure for us too. And we look forward to hearing more from Scorpio next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.